June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Call 911.
The brazen shoplifter loading his garbage bag, and out he goes on a bike.
I think it's outrageous.
Why can't they stop him? Then
it's Stephen Colbert.
He's back. The first live audience in 460 days. And look who's pushing the COVID-19 lab leak theory, John Stewart.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
And
the return of the common cold.
Did anyone else recently get a little sick?
They all have it.
Coughing, sneezing, runny nose, congestion.
Plus, In the Heights movie musical controversy. Are all these actors too light-skinned to play in the movie? Then, the seventh grader who says she was bullied at school. They chipped her tooth.
If there's no repercussion, it's just gonna get worse and worse.
And attacked by a tiny chihuahua.
Out of literally nowhere.
The vicious little dog went straight for her eye. And Glider versus the tornado. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, and today for Deborah. We've told you about how shoplifting is out of control in cities across America, with many businesses closing down for good. And this video illustrates just how bad things have gotten. A guy on a bike rides into Walgreens and fills a large garbage bag full of merchandise, all while a security guard stands by.
It's the brazen shoplifting shocking everyone who sees it.
I just want to show you the stunning video inside of a Walgreens in San Francisco.
He's stuffing a plastic bag with merchandise inside a Walgreens drugstore in crime-plagued San Francisco.
Wow.
Stunned customers watch in shock as it all goes down, recording on their cell phones. And look, even the security guard stands by.
Call 911.
He packs up his loot, and as he starts down the aisle, the security guard tries to grab the bag, but the alleged thief brushes right past him on his bike. The shoplifting pandemic in San Francisco is so out of hand, 17 Walgreens have closed. Many other retail stores are being forced out of the city. Lisa Guerrero spoke with San Francisco County Supervisor Asha Safai, who says retail workers find themselves under siege.
When you talk to the retail clerks, they don't feel safe. They're instructed not to intervene for fear of lawsuits and fear of their own harm.
These videos and stories are infuriating, a spokesman for the DA's office told Inside Edition. We support businesses experiencing these crimes and respect their policies to prioritize protecting their staff and customers above merchandise. Unfortunately, these cases are rarely presented to us for prosecution. And when they are, we prosecute the vast majority of them. Barbara Stabe is with the National Association for Shoplifting Prevention.
Shoplifting is shoplifting, but it is not appropriate to arrest every shoplifter.
When you see the guy in that video, he's really brazen. Should a guy like that be arrested for shoplifting?
Absolutely, because he's not shoplifting per se. He's burglarizing that store.
Walgreens spends 35 times more on security guards in San Francisco than any other city in the country. It's another sign life's back to normal for the first time in over a year. Stephen Colbert did his show last night in front of a live studio audience. And he got into some friendly sparring with his first guest, John Stewart, over the COVID-19 lab leak theory. Jim Murray has more.
Welcome back. It's Stephen Colbert's first live audience since the pandemic, and whoa, were they happy to be there.
I have not been on this stage in front of a live audience for 460 days.
The audience lined up outside the Ed Sullivan Theater, tingling with excitement.
I'm standing in Midtown Manhattan without a mask on with hundreds of other people in a line, so it feels good.
One had to show proof of vaccination. Colbert's first guest, Jon Stewart, signed autographs before he went inside.
You know, he hasn't left the studio vacuum in so long, I just hope he showers.
And as he sat down with Colbert, Stewart turned his attention to the growing belief that the virus that has killed almost 4 million people around the world was leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China.
This pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean like there's a chance that this was created in a lab, there's an investigation?
A chance?
It's all he wanted to talk about.
Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle.
Over at the Today Show, they welcomed their first live studio guest in more than a year. Tina Fey arrived on a double-decker bus and got the red carpet treatment.
Yeah, let's go, Tina!
New York hit the magic number today of herd immunity. 70% of the state's adults are vaccinated with at least one dose, a cause for joyous celebration.
What New York has done is extraordinary. We went literally from worst to first.
It's also a big day in California. Here in Los Angeles, social distancing, mask requirements, and capacity limits end today for those who are vaccinated. But many are taking it slow. We're still seeing lots of masks. Disneyland lifted its mask mandate and is now welcoming guests from out of state. Tonight, Dodger Stadium will have a sold-out crowd, 50,000 fans.
And since the arrival of COVID, people have been skittish about any kind of symptoms. So when this guy went on TikTok complaining of a mystery illness, millions responded saying they were experiencing the same thing. But turns out it was just the common cold.
This guy isn't feeling so great.
Did anyone else recently get a little sick? But it's not COVID and it's not the flu, but they just can't figure out what it is. Or is that just me?
Don't panic, dude. It's most likely just the common cold. TikToker Sam Hunt posted the video, and it certainly hit a nerve. It racked up over 9 million views from people who seemingly forgot what it's like to have the sniffles. This young lady shows off all her cold meds, and this one actually went to the doctor.
Sam, can you believe how many people related to you just having a cold?
I was like, wow, there is, like, I'm not alone. Like, there are millions of people that are experiencing this.
Yes, common colds are definitely back now that COVID mandates like mask wearing and social distancing are being loosened.
Yeah, by the way, same thing in my family as well. And you know what it is? It's us starting to spend time with each other again.
Today's show anchor Savannah Guthrie says the cold has struck her family.
I've got a little cold. My kids have a little cold. It does feel anecdotally like people are starting to see that common cold circulating again.
So remember, if you have a stuffy nose or a little cough, there's no reason to panic.
They just can't figure out what it is.
And maybe getting a cold is a good thing. A new study conducted at Yale University found that the virus that causes the common cold triggers an immune response that may prevent the spread of COVID-19 in the body. It's an upsetting photo. A seventh grader with her face all bruised and bloody. The 13-year-old says she was beaten by a bully in gym class. She spoke with Amber Cogliano about what happened.
This seventh grader is battered and bruised, the victim, she says, of a school bully. Charlie Funes broke a tooth when she says the bully slammed her into the sidewalk. I spoke with Charlie and her sister and mother who live in Garner, Illinois, outside Chicago.
Do you think the school could have prevented this from happening? Do you think they could have done a better job?
Yeah, I think they could have.
Mom says the classmate accused of being the bully was only given a two-day suspension.
If there's no repercussion for what she has done, it's just going to get worse and worse.
Do you realize all the support that you have and that you've been getting?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It makes me happy.
School is now out for the summer, but Charlie says she's apprehensive about the future and encountering the bully once again.
But you'll be back with her in the fall?
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable going back to school where she'll be?
No. I personally want the school to expel her. I don't want her bullying other kids.
The school district superintendent says immediate action was taken in regards to the misconduct of the student. They also say local law enforcement was involved in the investigation. And take a look at this. A glider pilot flies incredibly close to a landspout tornado outside Oklahoma City. I mean, it looks like his wing is just inches away there. The pilot, David Evans, described the moment as really pretty, as he literally gave us all a bird's eye view of the twister. Incredible. Well, this woman suffered a horrifying injury after a dog bit off her eyelid. But this wasn't a vicious pit bull. It was a little chihuahua. Now she's speaking with Inside Edition about what happened.
This woman had a horrifying experience when she got her eyelashes done. A little chihuahua bit her eyelid off. That's right, 23-year-old Kelsey Salmon says she was attacked by, of all things, a little chihuahua like this. It was the pet of her lash tech who works out of her apartment near Atlanta.
Tell us what happened.
Out of literally nowhere, it jumped up and bit me in the face. And it happened so fast, I didn't know what he grabbed. Like, it was shock and adrenaline mixed, but blood started pouring from my face.
Look, her eye is totally exposed. 911 couldn't believe what happened.
Okay, what came off?
Her eyelid.
How did her eyelid come off?
My dog bit it off.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a chihuahua mix.
Okay. Is there any serious bleeding?
Yes.
Keep safely away from the dog.
You can hear the little terror barking in the background.
How scared were you when it happened?
I was terrified. Looking at myself in the front camera, that's when I completely lost it.
Kelsey shared what happened next on TikTok.
I went to the ER. I was in the ER for 15 hours on my birthday, and it took 2 hours to reattach it.
Kelsey's eyelid had to be sewn shut for 12 days. As for the lash tech,
she has not reached out to me at all. I know if my dog bit someone, I would be constantly checking up on them.
Medics warn the wound will take up to a year to heal. Kelsey says she's considering taking legal action against the dog's owner. It was billed as a big Hollywood musical that would bring people back into movie theaters, but In the Heights is coming under fire from some who say it does not properly represent the community where it takes place. Now, as Les Trent reports, the musical's creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda, is apologizing. So we cannot
stop. This is our block. It's being hailed as the best movie musical in decades. But today, In the Heights is facing criticism over the actors depicted in the movie.
The movie takes place here in the Washington Heights neighborhood of Manhattan. It's a bustling and diverse community with a rich cultural heritage. But some say the film has fallen short in its representation. Hey, I'm
home. The issue is colorism, and it was first raised by Felice Leon, a journalist for the online magazine The Root.
It was a lovely musical, but as a Black woman of Cuban descent, specifically from New York City, it would be remiss of me to not acknowledge the fact that most of your principal actors were light-skinned or white-passing Latinx people.
The controversy was a hot topic on The View today.
You just walk through Washington Heights. It is filled with Black Dominicans, Black Puerto Ricans. The fact that there is a film about Washington Heights that doesn't show you that does miss the mark.
But co-host Anna Navarro defended the movie's creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who first shot to global fame for his smash Broadway hit, Hamilton.
But we shouldn't burden Lin-Manuel with the responsibility of representing every Latino, every shade and every ethnicity and every creed in a two-hour musical.
Lin-Manuel is now apologizing and promising to do better. I can hear the hurt and frustration over colorism, he writes on social media. I'm truly sorry. I'm learning from the feedback. I thank you for raising it, and I'm listening.
And we'll be right back.
Next, murder mystery. Who killed the mom and her son from a prominent family of lawyers?
The double homicide stumping the nation.
Then, the return of the mullet.
I love that.
Demi Lovato, Cardi B, and all these ladies.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
There are a lot of questions about the fatal shooting of a mother and son who were members of a powerful family of lawyers. Investigators are now trying to determine if there's any connection with the death of a teenage girl 2 years ago in a boat crash. Stephen Fabian has more.
Mystery is swirling over the slayings of a mother and son from a prominent family. Maggie Murdoch and her 22-year-old son, Paul, were found dead at the family hunting lodge in South Carolina.
Two weapons were used, a shotgun and an assault rifle. Now, I find it very difficult to believe that unless you're a Hollywood actor pretending you're carrying two long guns, that one person did this.
Investigators are trying to determine if there is any possible link with the tragic death 2 years ago of 19-year-old college student Mallory Beach, who was killed when a boat in which she was a passenger slammed into a bridge during a wild party.
All five of us are on the same boat, but we're missing one person.
An allegedly grossly intoxicated Paul Murdoch was charged with boating under the influence. He was awaiting trial when he was slain with his mother.
I think this may very well be related to the death of Mallory Beach. There was no sex assault, no rape, no robbery, no burglary. So what was the motivation other than anger or revenge?
Mallory's family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the Murdochs.
It's hard. There's moments that we have that things remind us of Mallory, and we break down at times.
In the wake of the double slaying, a spokesman for Mallory's family says, having suffered the devastating loss of their own daughter, the family prays that the Murdochs can find some level of peace from this tragic loss. Bill Sharp is senior anchor at WCSC-TV. What are some of the theories right now?
All sorts of theories. There is some thought, Stephen, that the young man, Paul Murdoch, was the real target of this assassination, if you will, and that his mother, Maggie, just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
The Murdoch family is well known in South Carolina. For 87 years, three generations of Murdochs have served as local prosecutors. Over the decades, they've sent thousands of defendants to prison and more than a dozen men to death row. The list of people who might hate the Murdochs and seek revenge is long. But local reports keep returning to the death of Mallory Beach. Was Paul Murdoch a privileged youth who was being treated with kid gloves because of his family's prominence?
The Department of Natural Resources, who was in charge of that investigation, did not do a breathalyzer on him at the time.
The local attorney general says even with Paul Murdoch's death, the investigation into the 2019 boat crash will continue.
Still to come, the return of the mullet.
I love that.
Demi Lovato, Cardi B, and all these ladies.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Remember the retro hairstyle, the mullet? Well, love it or hate it, It's back.
It's the return of the mullets. Demi Lovato, Cardi B, and Kamala Harris's stylish stepdaughter, Ella Emhoff, are all sporting the vintage haircut that's short in the front and long in the back. Think Tiger King. Don't tell my heart, my head can break it off. The hairstyle was hugely popular in the early 90s, thanks to the most famous mullet wearer of them all, Billy Ray Cyrus. Now his daughter Miley is rocking the modern day mullet. Even a challenge on TikTok with people doing DIY mullets. Singer Starina Khachaturian came to Butterfly Studio Salon in New York City to get, yup, a mullet.
I never thought that I would ever walk into a salon and say, Anderson, give me a mullet.
After a snip and cut, voila, it's business in the front, party in the back.
It's coming back with a vengeance. Definitely not the traditional mullet that we're used to. It's a bit more modified. It's a bit more modern.
I love it. It's so edgy.
It is. I like it. When we come back, look who's talking. Finally today, like all proud parents, singer Meghan Trainor and her husband are recording the moment their four-month-old baby Riley says his very first words.
I love you.
Pretty impressive. Mom and Dad beyond happy to hear I love you from their baby. As for little Riley, well, he looks a little confused about all the fuss is over. And that's Inside Edition. Too cute. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.